Hammersmith, London, England, that is Arlo Parks and a brand new track called Two Sided. This is a tune from her forthcoming third album. Parks blends indie pop, soul, R&B, folk, trip hop, you name it. They've done it and can do it. Before that, you heard Runaway, a single from 2021, and my good friends Thea May and Troy Junker, who were also part of the indigenous collective that we had started way back when called Wolf Den. Yeah, we put out a single called So Close. You could check it out. I think I've played it on the show. Maybe I should again so that people are familiar with that. But that's how we met. We met at like this really cool incubator thing for Indigenous artists. I was the mentor and they were taking part in the program and we all ended up writing the song together and recorded it and put it out and it was fun. So that was Runaway. DMA, Troy Junker. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. Now for something from Thunder Bay via Toronto. Natasha Fisher, and the song's called Something Borrowed. When I was still working at Element FM, I discovered, you know, Natasha Fisher, and I can't remember the first song right now that what it was called, but we all were sort of, you know, trying to bring Indigenous artists into the fold. And I found this artist way back when, I think it was 2022 or 21, and now she is off to incredible things. It's really great to see. Here's Natasha Fisher, Something Borrowed, right here on the Jukebox Radio Show.
Right out the window, 'cause you are never empty. Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
She's a paper tiger, 'cause maybe at first glance it looks like she will kill me if she only had the chance. A woman in a red hat, lonely like a polygon. What God has taken knows she's just looking to belong. Carolina, stop caring about me. Carolina, stop thinking that you're free. I tell you one thing, I don't give a damn. You can call me names and point your pen like a parallelogram. You're dancing in a parade, nothing left to prove. Free to be myself and not afraid to tell the truth. Carolina, stop caring about me. Carolina, stop thinking that you're free.
Brand new music from artist Liv Wade, who's originally from the Pass area, Pine Bluff, Manitoba, which is where her family origins are from, and is now currently in Salt Spring Island near, on Vancouver Island. I love it out there, actually. It's really pretty. If you haven't gone, please go. Brand new music, the song you heard here on the jukebox was called Carolina, and it is going to be on her brand new EP called Radios and Buffaloes. I met Liv Wade a long time ago when she won the Imaginative songwriting contest. I was one of the judges, and she was the winner one year, and I've been following her ever since. It's really nice to see new music surfacing. My name is Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Here is an artist that my grandmother was obsessed with, Miriam Makeba from South Africa. We had this blaring in our home, well, at least my grandmother's apartment, a lot, and my grandmother was a dancer and loved African high life and rhythm and blues. This is a song called Pata Pata. It's one of her biggest songs. It's an Afro-pop dance tune that became her signature hit, I guess, you know, written back in the 1960s and released in 67 Miriam Makeba on the jukebox.
Taylor's jukebox.
It's so cool.
Forsaken, but this land was your land, what happened to ours? Highlands leaving, sod underfoot. Goodbye to a life in the land we once loved. Farewell to reason and all that is good. No one can save us on this ground we once stood.
Like flowers,
From his Polaris Prize shortlisted album, Songs for My People, that was V Chill by Shane Ghostkeeper. And before that, Leroy Stagger, joined by Joel Plaskett and Kendall Carson, both from the East Coast, and a brand new song called Highlands Leaving from the incredible songwriter Leroy himself. I love following Leroy. He's got such a positive message that he puts out there into the world. My name is Julian Taylor, and thank you so much for tuning into the Jukebox this week. I've had a lot of fun playing songs for you. I hope there have been songs that you know and have heard before, and songs that you have just discovered because you've tuned into the show. I want to thank my amazing team for helping me put this show together each and every week. Thank you. Namaste. Nyawa. And also to our sponsors for helping us keep this thing going. We all really appreciate that. To our station partners who get it out there to your eardrums, we are very, very grateful for your love and support. And to you, the listener, thank you for tuning in. We wouldn't be able to do it without you. And if you have any requests, just let us know on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. We got one more song featuring Sean Cootey and Egypt 80. It's Float by the amazing Janelle Monae, who I believe is working on brand new music because I've been following her on Instagram and she seems to be doing things, you know what I mean? Anyways, this is from her Grammy-nominated album, The Age of Pleasure. Here's Float on the Jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas. And remember, it's nice to be nice.
I can't hear myself.
I'll show you the ropes. I used to let looking get to me. I used to be my own enemy. Now I done had several epiphanies over some breakfast at Tiffany's. Had to forgive all my frenemies. They are not who they pretend to be. I had to protect all my energy. I'm feeling much lighter now. I look.
Listening to CJSF and 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours, sharing music and voices from genres and cultures around the world, reflecting you and the rest of your community. You make CJSF diverse.
There may be no busier bird during the nesting season than a male house wren, because just a day or so after migrating back north from the tropics, he claims a territory and sets to work checking out potential nest cavities. Might be a birdhouse, a hollow pipe, an old nuthatch hole, or one of last year's oriole nests. And in each of these locations, the male house wren builds a starter nest. He'll stack a couple of dozen tiny twigs here, several hundred there, and he'll use whatever else comes to hand, or beak, too, from nails and bits of wire to paper clips and hairpins. Anything twig-like to get the job done. The male house wren stays at it until a female pairs with him. She now picks one of the starter nests and takes over construction, building a sturdy platform of sticks topped by a cup nest lined with grass, hair, feathers, even snake skin. The male's leftover starter nests may discourage other birds from nesting in those cavities. People maintaining bluebird houses have learned to dump out these dummy nests once a female house wren has made her choice. This helps bluebirds find a space to nest, at least until next spring, when that male house wren gets busy again. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein. BirdNote is grateful to all listeners that provide financial support for this show. You can join them at birdnote.org.
Cari amici, bentrovati e benvenuti al nostro incontro domenicale. È domenica, chiudiamo gli occhi e ritorniamo con i ricordi di gioventù, spensieratezza, mare, amori e tanta voglia di vivere. Il mio programma è solo italiano, ci fa rivivere quei momenti. Buona domenica e buon ascolto.